Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on a pretty unique way to experience Lanzarote's landscapes.
Yeah, by electric bike.
Exactly. We've got a whole load of info here from a company called E-Bike Experiences Lanzarote. And our aim really is just to unpack what these tours are all about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're curious about, you know, a more active, maybe more immersive way to see this volcanic island, something beyond the usual tourist trails, well, you're in the right place.
Right. And we know you want to get the lowdown efficiently.
Yeah. So we sifted through the details, the tour descriptions, the practical bits.
Everything.
To bring you the essentials on exploring Lanzarote with a bit of electric help.
Yeah, we've looked at the different options, what's involved, the whole philosophy behind it, really.
Okay.
And what jumps out straight away is how they focus on letting you connect with Lanzarote's, well, pretty distinctive environment.
In a way that's energizing, but still doable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doable for almost anyone, really, regardless of your usual fitness level. That electric assist is key.
Okay, let's get into the core of it then. What's the big draw? Why choose an e-bike tour over, I don't know, renting a car or hopping on a bus?
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is how these e-bikes kind of democratize exploring the place.
How so?
Lanzarote's volcanic terrain, it's stunning, obviously, but it can be tough work on a regular bike.
Right, those hills.
Yeah, but the electric assist, it just smooths everything out. It levels the playing field, you know?
So you can cover more ground?
You can cover more ground, tackle slopes, without feeling like you're doing an Olympic workout on your holiday.
Huh, right.
Just lets you engage more deeply with where you are at a pace that feels comfortable.
Yeah, the material really pushes this idea of an effortless glide through these amazing volcanic scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it opens up discovery, finding those, what do they call them, secret corners?
Yeah, and think mm-hmm. about it. On a bike, even an e-bike, you're moving slower than in a car.
True.
You notice the little things, the weird rock formations up close, the plants managing to grow there, the sounds.
The wind, the sea.
Exactly. You can just stop easily, take a picture, soak it in. Things you'd miss completely from a car.
And they mentioned small groups too, right? Only 6 people max.
Yeah, which definitely adds to that more, you know, personal, less disruptive feel. It's not a big crowd descending on a place.
Okay, so it seems they've really thought about crafting different experiences. Looking at the list, there's quite a few options. Where should we start to kind of get a handle on them?
Let's start with the e-bike tour by the volcanoes.
Yeah.
This sounds like the quintessential Lanzarote experience, doesn't it?
Yeah, that stark volcanic landscape.
Exactly. But what's cool here is how it combines that with the Lageria vineyards.
Yeah.
Which are just unique.
Oh, yeah, with the little stone walls around each vine.
That's the one. It's this amazing contrast,
mm.
you know, seeing life. Cultivation right next to this raw volcanic power.
The description uses that phrase, life and the brute force of the earth meeting. That really paints a picture.
It does. So you're cycling through this very specific, very weird agricultural area, and then boom, you're among craters and lava flows. It sounds like a great way to really feel the island's geology.
And it's flagged as beginners to intermediate level, so pretty accessible.
Seemed like it, yeah. Now, shifting focus, there's the e-bike tour by the south. This one heads towards Los Ojaques.
Okay, what's the vibes there?
More coastal, apparently. Pristine beaches, white salt flats, turquoise pools, cliffs. Sounds dramatic.
Definitely. But this one's rated intermediate to advanced.
Yeah, so probably a bit more challenging, maybe tougher terrain, maybe just longer.
Right.
But the payoff, they say, is seeing a really unspoiled and authentic side of Lanzarote.
Okay, now this next one. E-bike tour by the north, around La Corona volcano. It's listed as 5 hours. For advanced and experts.
Right.
But then right next to it, in brackets, easy and for everyone.
That
seems a bit confusing, doesn't it?
That's a really good spot. Yeah, it does seem a bit contradictory at first glance.
So what's the deal there, do you think?
My guess. The easy part probably refers specifically to the pedaling, thanks to the e-bike assist. You know, getting up the volcano itself might feel relatively easy compared to doing it unassisted.
Ah, okay. So the physical effort is manageable.
Probably. But the advanced tag might relate more to the overall duration. 5 hours is a decent amount of time to be out cycling, even with help. Requires a certain stamina, maybe.
Gotcha. So less about leg power, more about endurance for the whole trip.
That'd be my interpretation, yeah. And the description emphasizes the views, Chinijo Archipelago, Famara Cliffs, and this sense of tranquility. Big selling points.
Makes sense. Okay, what about the other coastal routes? There was another one, right?
Yep, the e-bike tour by the coast of Mala. This one sounds a bit more chilled out.
Oh, yeah.
Back to beginner's intermediate. Described as quiet, accessible along the coast where the Atlantic hits the volcanic stuff. Through traditional villages, panoramic ocean views, standard lovely coastal stuff, but Lanceros style.
Nice. And then there's Femara. E-bike tour by the coast of Femara.
Right. Now, this one's interesting because it's also 5 hours, like the north one. But it's listed as suitable for all levels.
Okay, so maybe less climbing involved compared to the north.
Could be. Or maybe just paced differently. It sounds like a real highlights reel, this one. Volcanic landscapes, golden beaches, windswept desert bits,
Wow.
and even a stop in Tagais, the historic old capital.
That sounds brilliant, actually. A bit of everything, nature and history.
Exactly. Captures that mix of wild beauty and cultural background.
Okay, one more big one, right? The north to south traverse.
Yeah, the e-bike tour from north to south of Lanzarote. Sounds epic, as they say. This one's a linear route, not circular. Intermediate to advanced again, 4 to 5 hours.
And the focus.
Showcasing the island's diversity. From the volcanic north right down to the white villages of the south. Really emphasizes the freedom the e-bikes give you for covering that kind of distance comfortably.
It really does sound like they've got something for pretty much everyone, whatever your fitness or interest. Volcanoes, coast, history, long distances.
Pretty much covers the bases, yeah.
But it's not just hopping on a bike, is it? What else comes with the tour? What's included?
Right, it's a whole package.
Yeah.
We mentioned the small groups already, max six.
Yeah, that's good.
You get a high-quality e-bike, naturally, and a helmet. Safety first.
Of course.
They also provide water, plus energy gels and bars, which is thoughtful, keeps you going.
Definitely need snacks on a bike ride.
Absolutely. And, kind of a nice touch, they include a video and photo report, so you get some snaps of your adventure.
Oh, cool.
And crucially, you have a qualified guide with you the whole time.
That local guide aspect sounds key. The website mentions sharing fascinating stories and best-kept secrets.
Exactly. That's often what makes a tour special, isn't it? Getting insights you wouldn't find in a book. Local history, culture, ecology.
Yeah, brings it all to life.
Totally. And on the practical side, they include insurance, RC, accident and rescue insurance.
RC. What's that usually cover?
It typically means public liability. So, covering potential damage to third parties, it just shows they're serious about safety and being properly set up. Gives you peace of mind.
Definitely. Okay, so you've got the gear, the guide, the insurance. Anything else practical people should know? Like, do you need experience?
Good question. For many tours, they explicitly say no prior e-bike experience is needed. So, welcoming for newbies.
Great.
And they stress the tour suit families, couples, individuals, quite inclusive.
And duration, mostly around 4 hours.
Yeah, that seems typical, though a couple or five. Enough for a proper exploration, but not, an all-day marathon for most people.
Sensible. And what should you wear or bring?
Just the usual suspects, really. Comfy sportswear, sturdy shoes, trainers are probably fine. Sunglasses are a must.
Yeah, Lanzarote sun.
A small backpack for your bits and pieces, and maybe some warmer layers, especially in winter. It can get breezy by the coast.
Good tip.
Oh, and interestingly, you can opt for a regular mountain bike if you really want to, but.
But the e-bike is kind of the point, right?
Yeah, that's the main offering. They mentioned the bikes have 4 speeds of assist, so you can dial the help up or down depending on the hill or how you're feeling.
Nice flexibility.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the guides are qualified.
Yep. Properly qualified by the Canary Islands government's active tourism department. So, they know their stuff and safety protocols.
And the company itself is all registered and insured.
That's what they state. Registered active tourism company, mandatory insurance is in place, ticks all the boxes for legitimacy and safety.
Okay, so let's pull it all together. If someone's considering an e-bike tour in Lanzarote, why specifically go with this company, E-Bike Experiences, Lanzarote? What's their unique selling point?
I think it's that blend, really, using the e-bikes to make these incredible landscapes genuinely accessible.
Right, taking the strain out.
Yeah, combining that accessibility with a really personal touch. The small groups, the local guides who are passionate about the island, it's a way to explore that feels comfortable, but still exciting and, relatively eco-friendly too.
Getting off the beaten path, connecting more directly with the place.
Exactly. More than you would from inside a car or a bus. And doing it with a company that seems professional and safety conscious.
It paints a picture of like an active adventure that still feels really manageable, doesn't it? You don't need to be some super fit cyclist.
Not at all. It seems it's more about making the discovery, the amazing scenery, enjoyable and achievable for more people thanks to that electric boost.
Okay.
Especially on Lanzarote's, you know, unique terrain.
Yeah, making those unforgettable panoramic views genuinely within reach.
Precisely, letting you soak up that volcanic charm and coastal beauty without completely exhausting yourself.
So if you've been listening and picturing yourself maybe cruising along those volcanic tracks or feeling that sea breeze on the coast.
Violently gliding along.
Yeah, maybe an e-bike tour is worth looking into. Think about what part of Lanzarote calls to you most. Is it the volcanic core? The dramatic coastlines, the history. An e-bike trip could be a really memorable and perhaps surprisingly easy way to connect with it. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.